Tickle.
What a pleasure it is to listen to children splashing in the water these days. What relief. How uncertain this summer season feels. Gas prices, jobs, inflation is back. You can read about trouble every day.
Or hear troubled people on our shows. Or maybe on your own street. You don't even need the media for this story. The American home is losing value. More than 4 million foreclosures in the last 2 years, and the numbers are still rising. How can you believe in anything?
My name is Ishel Madrigal. I'm a lifeguard and a diving coach. My swim classes, the four-year-olds even, know who Michael Phelps is. And one young lady in particular asked me yesterday, can you teach me how to swim like Michael Phelps? And I laughed and I said, sure, but that's going to take a few years. So.
Maybe that's why the TV numbers are so good for the Olympics this year. Even when the truth is ambiguous, the games still feel like simple truth, as though there really are heroes and dragons.
My name is Delaney McNulty. I've been watching him. I've been trying to copy his techniques and his strokes, and it's helping me in most of the stuff instead of doing what I used to be doing. His is a lot easier.
Later on today, Delaney is going to watch Michael Phelps swim for gold medal number 7. We'll all watch. And if he gets that, then tomorrow, number 8. In China, lucky number 8. The TV viewers just in this country could be at 100 million.
This is really an absurd fixation. This is a swim meet, after all. Later in our lives, we're going to wonder why it seems so important. But now, here in August, the long months of wearying politics already, more to come, the news of war, the American home fragile in a way we can't really understand. This Michael Phelps fascination feels like cool water on a bad day.
My name is Barbara Smith. I'm here with my son, Nicholas Smith. He's 11 years old. We've been watching the Olympics and enjoying them very much.
Oh, yeah, I've been enjoying it. I've noticed a real difference in my swimming, and I've been doing a lot better. My kickboard abilities still stink.
My name's Esteban Mestre Lautz. I was born in Mexico. He's really good, and he should actually practice a little bit on his turns when he goes back to the finish line. He should practice a little bit on that.
Oh, okay. I think he's doing great.
The coach said it, not me.
Kids and parents at pools in Los Angeles. We don't know how Michael Phelps is going to do with his turns later today, with his medals, with his dreams. But he's already restored the idea of summer daydreams for pretty much everyone. And this August, that's enough for us.
That was fun.